Kind of instrumental.
Hell no.
So don't even worry about it, my brother, because
Party
we trying.
people. Party people. Ready to get funky?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Okay.
Hey. Yo, what's good? What's good? Alright, so we getting in between with the green, I feel you.
Alright, so Mississippi medical marijuana card applications are open June 1st. So that's Wednesday that just passed on the day they're recording this. Our applications will go through the state health department and require a physician's approval. Hell, that ain't too bad. Everybody in Mississippi got something to fuck wrong with them. So I'm about to click the link that says pre-application checklist. So
man,
this is the application checklist. It's on forms. Well, let me see the website first that you need to go to for the application. Let me see. Learn more about.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing.
Let me tell the people to where to go to.
Nah, nigga, I got excited. Shit.
Let me tell the people where to go to.
The greatest plant in the history known to man is now legal in the worst state in the United States. We last in everything. We gonna be first in the grass. You feel me?
Hey, this would be a good opportunity though. Motherfuckers can be able to grow this shit. Well, I don't know. We don't know if they legalize them growing this shit. So if they make them growing them legal in Mississippi, Mississippi don't have a foot ahead of everybody else because everywhere else that marijuana legal recreationally and legal to grow, they soil ain't fertile for shit, or they grass either, or they soil frozen for half of the year. Mississippi be the
and
be
we plant deep, shit year round here.
Yeah, the only other one is Kentucky where I live in now. That's why like the people I know in the industry I work in, they trying to see if they can get that shit passed now, because they can get it passed because you know Kentucky the bluegrass state, so that grass gonna grow in Kentucky. But shit, they grow in Mississippi a little bit more. So, that's neither here nor there. Motherfuckers, get y'all shit together. This is a prime opportunity that y'all could or not be missing. I don't know.
Oh God, we finna hit a recession. We need new prime opportunities.
Yeah. All right. So Mississippi Department of Health. That's the website that you can go to, and it's under Mississippi Medical Cannabis Program, or you can type in msdh.ms.gov .gov, and then click on the tab that says Mississippi Medical Cannabis Program.
Praise God.
And has everything for applying for license and registration, proposed regulations, and things like their business registration. So you can, if you want to get into the medical marijuana business, you can go ahead and register your business, cultivation and available. Oh, they got cultivation. So let's see what they farming and shit. All right, so the Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act requires that cultivation of marijuana occurs indoors in secure facilities and that these facilities must be located in Mississippi if they provide products available to those with patient and identification cards. Ooh. Okay, yeah, so yeah, they is letting niggas grow this stuff. Well, I don't know. You already know they gonna have so many at least a few loopholes to jump through on that end. But yeah, if you wanna get your shit out of the grind, hey, there's the way to do it. I'm about to send a link to you, though. But shoot, man, welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Products of Public School Education Podcast. We really just doing this for y'all, man, because me and Zoe were talking about this beforehand. I asked her, I was like, hey, bro, just go ahead and press record. People might want to hear about this too.
Man, the pen ain't no mic, nigga. They need to hear about it. They need to know.
Facts?
They need to feel us. And nigga, real talk though, for everybody that do enjoy bud, for those who don't enjoy bud but just don't want to see your brothers and sisters go to jail for the shit no more, nigga, we sick of weed tickets around here.
Yeah. Some people still getting locked up over, lest we not forget, so shit. Education is important. We trying to keep people out of jail, trying to let people enjoy what it is they want to enjoy, right? Medically, especially if they need of it medically, be able to have access to it, my brother. Shit, we got people out here suffering from arthritis at the age of 30.
Man, fuck that carpal tunnel, nigga. Vertigo.
We got people fucking with seizures and PTSD shit.
Nigga, vertigo, vertigo, shit. A stomach cramp.
Shoot, it's a very anxiety. You know, everybody got anxiety nowadays. Shoot.
Yo, you want to hear something fucked up? I ain't never had a fit of anxiety. I ain't never been nervous about shit or anxious about shit.
It's
like the healthy shit. It ain't like it's crippling.
Yeah. I don't know if you know. If I crippling anxiety, but everybody has anxiety to a extent. But hey, low key, I mean, but shoot, if you ask a physician, you ask a doctor, here, all you need is to be a doctor about yourself one time, and they'll write you an anxiety prescription. So for the motherfuckers who got them anxiety technically diagnosed, but motherfucker, you know you ain't got anxiety disorder, so go ahead and grab you a medical marijuana card and apply online at msdh.ms.gov. You understand me? If you live in the state of Maryland.
I swear,
mm-hmm.
Medical cannabis. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. My brother. You got the intro select?
Oh hell no. Nah. Nigga, I'm sitting over here bullshit.
You ain't be doing that, son.
Man, nigga, do you realize you just told me made me happier than I've been in a long time? Let me enjoy this.
Hey man, hell, I remember voting on.
This is necessary. This is, I ain't gonna lie though, I feel, now since we got this shit approved for medical use, let's go ahead and get it approved for recreational use and free some of my brother serving time for possession charges. Let's go ahead and get that popping.
First on the docket, it should have went, yeah, in my opinion, should have went along with this, would have been nonviolent and then like any more complicated issues, more complicated cases, then we will straighten those out when it's recreation, you know what I'm saying? But all the nonviolent ones, in my opinion, we should have expunged them whenever we made it legal for medical use. We don't know if they have or haven't. Sure, we ain't heard anything. So,
shit.
if y'all know something different, prove us wrong. But shoot, man, how y'all we been, my brother?
I've been better now.
Hey, I heard that. Shoot, my weekend's been fine, blessed, and highly favored, my brother. You know what I'm saying? To continue to do your thing, you know, be on the grind, things of that nature, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk though, nigga, you don't know how big, how good, how happy this made me. Not just cause I'm partaking in the use of the plan of God, but man, the doors is opens up for entrepreneurs and shit, being a young entrepreneur and shit, like.
Man, I think we've been saying it for a while, even on this podcast, man, cause you know this podcast, we've been doing this for some years now.
Yeah.
Since 2018, so you goddamn me.
Nigga, I feel like playing Sam Cooke, a change gonna come, goddamn it. Yeah, bigger for me than when Obama got elected.
We've been saying for a long time that, like, if Mississippi was to do what it has just done, it'll open up a lot of doors for people. I mean, we don't know how. The it's still medical use, but you know how sometimes, you know, cops and police and shit still like give you a hard time, even if the shit is legal and stuff like that. But on paper, at least you have a law by your side and stuff like that. So this stuff will give people give Mississippians an edge just on tourism alone. Like a hell of people will be moving there now, especially from other states who wanna. By taking some form of cannabis that's not extremely illegal, you know what I'm saying? Especially like the Arkansas, the Missouris, the freaking Louisiana's, Texas's, you know what I'm saying? These places.
I don't know. So, I don't know.
Alabama.
No Katrinians again.
Them Alabama shoes. We definitely don't want too many of them in there. We already got enough cousins fucking going on. We don't want the whole family fucking Nick.
No, I'm talking about them Katrinians, dog. Them Wardies.
No, I heard, and I added on that. I said we don't want the cousins. We already got cousin fuckers. We don't want the whole family fucking with the Alabamians.
What's a lot?
I'm adding to what you said, man. But yeah, but Tennessee, the Tennesseans too.
We'll take the moonshine connoisseur. We'll take them.
Yeah. That's the Kentucky, a good time. Man, all these states, man, where people are still being deprived of some of the rights that they can now achieve in a state where it's extremely cheap to live. So people have been moving there because of that, especially with more opportunities to work from home. And then you give them this as well, man. You talking about the economy shooting up for the state. Like, it's going to shoot up like crazy. So I definitely would love to see how this goes on into the future. So, I mean, the only thing stopping Mississippi now is a rip. Is right-wing legislation. So if we can get us a few more Democrats on that goddamn Senate and then Senate House for the U.S., I mean, for Mississippi, then we'll be in there. But hell yeah, man, shit. That's it, man. Anything else you got?
Man, shit. Let's talk about, nigga, since we talking about shit, the great nigga, the plant, bro. Let's talk about the economy, dog. We're talking about the flowers. Now we can talk about the petrol, nigga. Let's talk about this gas, nigga.
Boy, gas $20 a blink. Boy, you
gas tweaking. Gas tweaking, cuz. You feel me? Gas tweaking, nigga.
Gas costs so goddamn much. So as soon as you start your car, you done went down from 10 miles. You understand me?
Man, nigga, gas will make you cry right about now.
But gas, I saw gas today, son. Gas is at $4.50 now. I'm scared if I wake up tomorrow morning, that's not gonna be at $4.70 now. I'm be like, no.
Hey, where I'm at now though, it's $4.19, so shit.
Oh yeah, I still doing all right.
Hell no, that ain't all right, nigga. That shit 2 weeks ago, the shit was $2.79. So
2 weeks ago, it wasn't no $2.79. It was 2 months ago, maybe.
2 months ago, shit. 2 months ago now. Time running together, man. Fuck that. This year moving fast as fuck. Time flies when you being a real nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That's alright. Shoot, man. Boy, this gas up here done been over $4 for like the past month now.
Damn. Tragic.
Boy, you understand me?
I swear.
But
I understand though. I understand why it's happening now. That's one thing I created our her public school education with. Plug for the title of the podcast. I credit our school for teaching us a little bit about economics while I teach is not the curriculum. Man, this nigga, why is America still getting petrol from foreign countries though? When we got enough resources to be sustainable ourselves within ourselves. I wouldn't pull the plug on imperialism and then go back to monopolizing. Isolation.
Monopolizing resources, not even imperial, low key just shoes, man.
Get out of imperialism. Like spreading our greatness across the nations and work on isolationism and building our resources within ourselves and become self-sustainable. That makes way more sense. And sending out liaisons to, you know what I'm saying, fill out the rest of the world to know how we need to move.
Hello. Yeah. Can you repeat that again, my brother?
Alright, let me try that again. I mean, why don't we become a, instead of an imperialist, capitalist, monopoly-driven society that prioritizes... Well, we can still prioritize capitalism and exploitation of goods, be it luxury or necessity. But let's focus on becoming more of a isolationist nation that focuses on sustainability within ourselves and work on reforms, get our shit together so we can become a more popular tourist destination, create more income on an international scale,
and send out our liaisons and our councilmen, well, not councilmen, but our, you know, say our diplomats to foreign lands to see how the rest of the world is doing and feeling, and see how we need to move accordingly. Therefore, we minimize our the need to for military. We can still prioritize our safety as a nation and our strength in military, but pull out, man, stop, let's quit spreading ourselves too thin as a country, as a nation.
I feel that. I'm sorry. I just didn't. I don't know if like it was my headphones or what, but I didn't hear like a little, like what you had said initially at first. But yeah, I agree. I feel like one thing that we need to do and need to get a grasp of is that we're not gonna be number one forever as far as the country goes. And I'm not saying it's good or bad thing. Hell, good number two in the world definitely ain't fucking bad. But I feel like if America as a country, and that's what a lot of these people who don't have enough education, but still I put quote unquote in some of the leadership positions in our country, don't realize, even though it's like people working behind the scenes and things like that, but we don't want to get into it. But the political puppets that are not smart enough to think for themselves and not smart enough and equipped with the knowledge don't understand that. If you don't buy out gracefully from being number one, your fall will be extremely hard. Well, America should get to a point. I know America is a gigantic country as compared to most other countries. Hell, I mean, but we need to get to the point where we can be just a big country that is still one of the top countries in the world, like a Canada, like a Mexico, like a Brazil, like a South Africa, you know, top producing countries still that like aren't close to like where they used to be as a peak, but still like people love to go to their people, keep the names in their mouths when they talk about, you know, just top countries of the world as far as like, you know, economy and things of that situation. It doesn't, Switzerland is a good one, a lot of those Nordic countries, Finland, Germany, you know, places where people are still lead good and healthy lives and stuff like that. Still, they had the empires, Italy, Turkey, you know, but that, right now they're still living fine without it, you know. But the thing is, a few of those countries that we named, they had to have a fall from grace. And we need to learn that the people who are in control of our country, whether that's the people who are behind the scenes financially, the people who are the political puppets, need to understand that we need to have a smooth slide off. If you want everything to completely be intact after we get removed from this number one position, which of course it always happens. Every empire comes to an end. So I mean, it's not anything to shy away from. I mean, the population isn't getting any younger just because people have made it so impossible to live.
Facts. As
a younger person in this country, which is also to blame again for the people who are quote unquote in control of this country. So there's multiple reasons. We could have probably delayed this by another 50 years had people have been actual good humans and not fucking skyrocket the cost of everything like they did in 08. Like if we would have saw the 08 secession, the 08 recession. Like, yeah, 08 recession, like 2020 or something like that. As far as like on how bad it was, maybe things would have been different. But
then again,
I do understand that economics does, like, it rotates kind of like on the schedule. But the 08 one, we still haven't completely recovered from the jobs that were lost on that end. And then we're now facing another recession that's coming up soon. It's supposed to be just as bad, if not worse, as the one that was in 08. So if we haven't recovered all those jobs, then we're not going to recover all the, definitely not going to recover all the jobs from the one that's about to come up. So I feel like a lot of our leaders, they need to get their shit together, man. We just sent $40 billion to Ukraine, man, but we still got potholes and shit that need to be fixed.
Oh,
we
God.
We still got teachers They have to buy extra school supplies just so their students can have everything that they need in the classroom, just because the school budget does not include even like shit, simple shit like pencils and things like that.
Hey man, we need to
hold this for the kids. So we need to prioritize the same with like Switzerland and like Poland, Germany, shit, even Brazil at times, Mexico at times.
Hell, Canada?
Yeah, Canada a lot of times. We need to prioritize the people more, the lifestyle of the people. We need to realize that we're not going to be this big bully of the world. We need to focus on it. We need to be in this way, especially like Canada. We need to focus on having extremely good military, especially like the Swiss does as well. We need to focus on having extremely good military, but not invasive military, but military that at the
prioritizes defense.
Yeah, any blink of an eye, we can go in and retaliate and then, you know, diminish the threat as quickly as possible. But we don't need to keep focusing our resources outside of this country.
Facts.
When people inside this country doesn't have a great quality of life, because that just builds resentment, it builds lack of patriotism, and also makes, we have more poverty in the country. Like we're going to see in the future, like we're seeing now, but when you have increased amounts of it, man, the will to fight, even as a people, leaves too a lot of times. So we need to get that shit together. This country needs to understand. Like even you see it a lot now, man. People are way less patriotic now, like than they used to be. Like even the early 2000s and the 90s.
Facts.
Like people are extremely less patriotic now. Also because we've opened our eyes to a lot of bullshit, but it's also too just because we can see that our government, like, willingly and actively haven't been doing anything in favor of any marginalized group, to be honest with us. Poor people, gay people, poor whites, poor blacks, minorities, Asians, anything in general. Shoot, Sandy Hook was how long ago? And that was an elementary school shooting. Shit wasn't fixed then.
That was 2015, right?
20, before that, like 2012 or something. It was really early. And like, man.
Nigga, fuck Sandy Hook, Columbine. Not fuck Sandy Hook like exactly. That, Columbine.
Yeah,
that was 94.
I get you saying, yeah. So I mean, just look at this stuff, man. So
AZ.
Americans, we're starting to catch on with our country. Don't care about us. So they need to get this shit together and show us that they actually extremely do care about us, value us as citizens, care about our quality of life, get this inflation shit under control. They need to, as far as this gas shit, which we were originally talking about. They need to put these gas station owners in check, and need to cap the amount of profit that they can make off of gas, especially in times like this. That way, this shit doesn't continue to happen. You understand me?
Facts. Yo, or Joe.
Do you follow me? Go ahead.
We as America, though, we need to stop moving like the way. Like, all everything you just said is facts. I wanted to like put it in a simpler analogy for the people. We need to start moving like a sports team and accept the fact that chasing a ring chasing the number one spot is more detrimental to us and for long term than it would be to do a rebuild and a reconstruction of our infrastructure. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you said you were gonna simplify. You don't say. You just nigga, said that, we need to rebuild, reconfigure.
And infrastructure. Man, chill out, dog. That is simple, though.
It's simple.
We need to fix our shit. Let me go ahead and do it like that. We need to fix our shit.
The people listen to us, if they don't understand what we're saying, we hope that they, and one day they will, and one day soon that they will. Because we hope that we push our people to understand the things that we say, and we hope that we push them to seek a high level of understanding in general. So
facts.
If they don't understand it now, like, they'll Google it after this is over, and then they'll go and replay it back and then understand what we're saying further.
To be honest, I'd be happy if they just hear us in the first place. Even if you don't understand, you felt what we said, though, so.
Oh, if nigga, if you don't hear me, you know, clicked on this podcast and listen to me.
Nah, nigga, if you just got us playing in the background for the vibes, nigga, I appreciate that.
I appreciate the listen, my nigga. Nigga, listen to this shit. If you clicked on it, you can listen to it.
Facts.
At least a little bit. Anything else other than gas you want? I mean, it was a few things I saw in the news. I don't know if I think I sent you them on.
Messenger. This the news episode we doing. All right.
What'd you say?
It's the news episode tonight.
But you know, we just wanna, I just wanna hop on some topics that we can talk about.
Shit.
I got some good ones, but first,
Let me see what we got popping.
I remember last episode we talked about how I got conspiracy theory too. I got really good conspiracy theory. I put it in the group chat with me, fam.
Say that bitch at the end.
I got you. But as of right now, I just want to ask, have you seen the video that I sent to you last week about like the guy who built the mini hydroelectric power supply to power his irrigation system for his plants?
Nigga, I saw it, but I don't remember the exact details of this shit.
Ah, nigga,
you
say
all that shit you want to, man. And I watch it. It was 13 minutes and 34 seconds.
Yeah, you can click on the link right now and look and know that.
Uh-huh.
This nigga's old ain't shit. Now, he asked me to send the stuff so he can see how it's going. But, other than that, I saw this news headline. I sent it to Zoe. It says, three public schools in Jackson are opening to the public. So, my initial thoughts, the reason why I sent
pools,
it to y'all.
Pools, you said schools, pools.
Pools, my fault. Pools. Three public pools in Jackson, Mississippi are opening up this summer. And the reason why I sent this to Zoe, I just thought it was interesting aside from the pandemic, that pools have still been closed down for this long, especially in Mississippi, because shoot, we didn't give a fuck about the pandemic like that, for real. So, this goes back to the government making a better place and a better quality of living for people. Why don't U.S. is one of the most countries don't have public pools that are actually taken care of by the city governments and stuff like that. If you're in a country that has a public pool type of setup, usually those things would even be taken care of by like individuals who just take the time out of their day to volunteer and do it. So, I mean, like, this is one of the things I'm talking about. Like, there's no way in hell a city like Jackson, Mississippi that has like 10 plus pools that have been closed for I don't know how long, because when I was younger, I remember going to our neighborhood pool and just enjoying summer like that way. But to now see that, like, even across the country, this is even more of a widespread problem. I understand that COVID and everything got everybody scared, man, but for those who want to have a better quality of life, these are the things that we need to refocus on. And public amenities, not saying that the public pool itself, but like public amenities as far as like making sure, ensuring that the people who are listening, the people may not just have a pool in their backyard, are able to experience, have some type of pool experience during the summers, especially the ones who have families and children and stuff like that. And I think this will also bleed into a conversation about like parks and how there needs to be more city parks in the U.S. that just have like back in the day that are better maintained and like don't have a huge homeless population and stuff around them. Even though I know homelessness is a problem and so oftentimes it's not a choice, but we need to understand that we can't have like our public spaces that everybody's supposed to be able to go to and enjoy and feel safe then.
Hey, in some bigger cities, you know what I'm saying, they designate the park being closed and make that time for the homeless. You know what I'm saying? Give the homeless that certain time.
Yeah, but the thing with that, man, if you have homeless people, if you invite somebody to live there, I feel like it's wrong to have to not kick them out for a certain amount of time. Be like, you can't be. I'm not saying homeless people can't be there, but be in public parks and things like that. But when everybody out there, they should be enjoying themselves. Like, you can't just be there to live because you don't want to have like children coming outside to play, and then like it's a homeless guy since he been living there for like I don't know how many months. He coming out of his, you know, his setup and his drawers and stuff, about to get ready to enjoy his day. I understand how he feeling. Like he just cooling.
Oh, nah.
I get what you're saying, but in that respect, you know, that's his house, so you can't really make him be like, hey my nigga, like, you know, this ain't y'all time. But shoot, him, it's his time, man. He just got up out of bed.
Hey, I see what you're saying. I see how that could be problematic.
But I do feel like, I lived in Nashville for some time, and like Tennessee just passed a law where like no public camping at all. I feel like that's kind of fucked up. So like they basically like cracking down like on a bunch of like the homeless encampments that like people set up like just to be like a homeless community and stuff. Like they set up amongst themselves and stuff just where they can like just be in safety or just like they all know of a place that they can live without being bothered. And like the state of Tennessee has been going in and breaking up a bunch of those collections, which I don't think is, I definitely don't agree with that shit, but I do feel like public parks and stuff, like I would love for it to, not saying go back to the days as in like go back in the day, but have parks that actually serve that purpose. Like I remember one or two times, and even sometimes now you still see people like go into parks and like they'll set up a grill or they'll use the grills that are still right there that like have been put in place for the public, just clean them off, you know, use them. And that's still in good shape. I feel like we need to have more of that going on. I feel like we need to have more public spaces for like, especially like as the reason why I sent you the pool thing, like I said, it's more about public amenities increasing the quality of life in the United States of this here America.
I'm like, picking up what you're putting down.
If look, we already know that rent and stuff is going extremely high. We already know prices of utilities are getting to be extremely high. We know that prices of houses in this housing market is extremely out of hand right now. Most people can't afford houses. Then wouldn't you as a government think that, all right, if people don't have access to all these things where they can do inside of houses, shouldn't we give them public access to pools that well maintained and taken care of, that they can take their kids to, they can take their children to, have a family outing as a family, go to a park, have a little barbecue, or just go out there and just chill for a minute, go and watch the sunrise, sunset, things like that of nature. You know, play basketball, play little baseball, you know, have a little home run derby, kickball, whatever. Go enjoy themselves for a day, for a weekend, and then go back home in their apartment where they might not be able to do that because they're not granted that much space. So I just wanted to bring that up. This is one of the things, and getting into what we had the conversation about just increasing America needs to start moving the focus on increasing the quality of life for its residents now, if we want to just stay, even if we're not in the number one position in the world, we need to focus on the quality of life of citizens, and then we'll see things kind of get better stabilized. But as of right now, we're seeing patriotism at all time lows. We see just general like happiness at all time lows. We see depression at all time highs. We need to do something about this.
Suicide rate high as fuck. School shooting going on.
Exactly.
At least you can say one thing about COVID was, man, the shootings and shit went down.
Facts.
When everybody was in the damn house, the one benefit was you didn't have. Man, by the way, I talked to one of my coworkers about the school shooting and shit. I just want to throw this in while we're talking about improving the quality of life. There should be no need for American citizens to have an assault rifle. There should be no reason that you need a fully or even a semi-automatic assault rifle.
For law enforcement only.
Nope.
Not even that. That's their go-to. But if somebody were to have them, shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I know that, and people, I brought that forward to some of the homies. They was like, but what about people want to protect their families and their houses and shit? Like, bro, if you can, if it's two motherfuckers coming in your crib and you got 16 shots in your Glock, there should be no reason for you to miss.
No reason for you to miss.
No. If you got a 12 gauge, you damn sure shouldn't miss. Cause that bitch free.
Go back to what I said earlier, too. The people who have those concerns are well within their rights, and I say they're well within their rights for this reason as well. We have too many damn guns in this country as it is.
Oh God, so. We got more guns than fucking people.
Exactly. So if we cut down on the amount of guns, and people might just be like, "All right, shoot, man. Well, I don't know anybody that got a fucking gun. So the odds of somebody running in my house with a gun is slim to none, just because there's slim to none guns out there. I mean, we understand that individuals will be able to like grab guns, especially those who don't abide by the laws. But most people who have guns and commit crimes with guns rob them from somebody who obtained a gun legally, you know what I'm saying? So if we just decrease the amount of guns significantly, then people having that type of hysteria or that type of concern about having gun violence inflicted upon them, you know what I'm saying, will be kind of a little bit more under control, because you can't, that's a genuine concern, but you can't really have that concern if you know most people don't have guns nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because somebody said, oh man, what if somebody run in my house and have a gun? My nigga, nobody got a
ain't
gun.
Ain't nobody got guns like that, nigga.
Exactly.
And like I said, the episode I cried on, you make bullets more expensive. That way, motherfucker got to think about the shot they taking. I'm telling you. That's the damn one.
Facts. I sent another topic into the group chat. You can
what the fuck?
Click on that one and stream that one if you want to. But
I got you.
Any closing statements on just. Well, nah, you know what? Go ahead with this one.
Nah, nigga, do better. That's the closing statement. We gotta do better. Give people a reason to stay, bro.
Patriotism. We need patriotism. We need people.
Okay, y'all. So I live in Georgia, and this is the Georgia Peach Oyster Bar. It is 4 miles down the street from my house. When I found out about it, and Cassie told me, I thought she was lying. Clearly, she wasn't.
Can you describe some of the things that we're seeing?
This is what it looks like on the inside. People are gonna wonder why we came here, but we wanted the truth. We wanted answers. This is the menu. So this has kind of been a urban myth where we live, but it's not a myth. This is really going on. This is a real restaurant. They have customers, they have patrons. This is the owner, fuck? Lanzo. This place is real, y'all.
What the fuck?
I'm curious, but she's
yo, what the fuck? What the fuck did I just see? Okay, first off, our restaurant and town is themed in racism. Rooster, you still there? Bro. What the fuck did I just see? Yo, what the fuck did I just see? Man, ain't no motherfucking way, bro. What the fuck, bro? Ain't no damn way that shit exists. Ain't no damn way that shit exists, bro. Ain't no damn way that shit exists, bro. Ain't no damn way, bro. I refuse to believe that shit exists. Ain't no fucking way that shit exists, bro. Ain't no motherfucking way that shit exists, bro. Nigga, what the fuck?
Can you describe some of the things that you just witnessed in that, my brother?
That nigga,
I don't know if you just described it or what, but my internet is kind of fucking up.
Yo, I've been keeping it going, man. I've been saying what the fuck for the last, since that. The first minute of the video was enough. I didn't want to hear Brody commentate, because we got on. Bruh. If, man, ain't no.
You gotta describe it though, man.
Nigga, my mind fucked up right now. Hold up. Shit.
Alright, so what's the title of the video?
Shit, what was the name of this bullshit? TikTok exposed the most racist bar in America. Oh, goddamn.
I think it's in rural Georgia or something like that.
Yeah, it's in Georgia. This would be some Georgia shit. It has a banner and fuck you for voting for him. Nope. And a Confederate flag. God damn. These motherfuckers hating. The biggest one I saw was Michael Jackson and isn't guilty because he needs that nigga money. That was the one that hurt the most.
Alright. I saw that they had a picture of Buckwheat on that. On that wall, can you describe to me what the picture of Buckwheat said?
Okay, give me a minute. I gotta go back. Hold on.
Okay,
my brother, I need you today.
Nigga, I don't want to be the one to explain this shit. Okay, picture of Buckwheat. Otay. Get the fuck off my screen. Otay, I owe you ladies a big fat tip. Buckwheat says, Otay. What the fuck?
What did that mean you look like? Because then they show a picture that mean you too, my brother. I'm sorry if I'm making you relive some trauma by looking at this video, but I just want to make sure everything is, like, you know, explained properly for the people who are just listening to the audio version.
This nigga head is in the way, so I can't really tell you what the fuck everything is say. But it's racist as fuck. The Biden and fuck you for voting for him. Hope. But the Confederate flag, Biden, that's kind of fucked up. Oh shit, the menu got a damn Klansman. Made a hammock out of two brothers that was hanged. Man, what the fuck? It got a black lady eating there. Hell no. Ain't no way you eating that motherfucker. I wouldn't eat shit.
The sound. Damn, the black woman? I don't know. I didn't see that one now, so she going crazy.
Nigga, she is in there, sitting in there. With a white lady peering a hole into the back of her head.
I thought there was a white girl that was in there eating. No,
it's a black lady. It's a black lady in there, bro.
Ooh. Okay, hold on, really? I gotta go back and watch it for myself. 20, oh, yeah, it has a stage in there that has like a Klansman on it.
Yeah, 21 seconds where you gonna see it. See it. You know what I'm saying? It's Clinton, the silent majority, Trump stands with Trump. God damn.
Ooh, I thought... Ooh. It is the same.
Black cows matters. You can... We support all law enforcement because of their lives matter. God damn. Is Michael Jackson not guilty because he's a nigga or money? What the fuck is that saying? Say black women shouldn't be allowed to vote? What the fuck?
Man, this is all around. Okay, yeah, I think I thought it was a little bit more than that, but this really most of the story that we can describe in from this short clip. But I'm pretty sure it's way more shit to see. But yeah, man. So how do you feel, man?
How the fuck I'm supposed to feel? Nigga, I feel like I got slapped in the face by some bullshit. What the burn that bitch to the ground. Fuck that. I'm tired of this Confederate flag shit. Y'all motherfuckers running around flying a losing flag. You know what we do when a team lose the Super Bowl? We take all the merchandise and we ship it to a war-torn country. Fuck that. It's time. Get rid of that bullshit. Y'all lost. And that's not even the right Confederate flag, no way. That flag was erected in the 1960s. As a tribute to the original Confederate States of America flag, which both are losing entities because the Civil Rights Movement did come through for niggas, and we did receive our rights to vote. So fuck that bullshit. Get that shit out of him. You lost. It's over. You lost. Bye. Fucking bye.
I think the guy who broke down this video, he did a good job of explaining kind of what's going on. It's kind of like what we see all the time. I mean, something like this, even though it's egregious and things like that. One thing I will say, it's not surprising in the United States of America that to see anything like that. I don't care if it's in the South or in rural Georgia. I don't care if it's in Pennsylvania. I don't care if it's in Iowa. In Northern California, we know this shit exists. I don't care if it's in Houston. Goddamn, these things exist. We know racism exists like this in these forms still today in this country. Now, why? I don't fucking know. You can ask those people, but I don't think they'll be able to articulate well due to all the cousin fucking. But one thing I will say is, this just goes to show you how much time and space black folks and other minorities occupy white folks' minds. But in this instance, it just so happens to be mainly focused on black folks. But the reason why I say it is because, man, in this town, you can tell.
The black population is minute.
Yeah, so it's not even any niggas there. So why do y'all even have all this hate for memorabilia and all this stuff in a town where ain't no niggas at? Because, and when I say niggas, I mean non-immigrants getting together and achieving like we've been doing. We the ultimate race. What you talking
they
about?
Might have some nobody, Negroes.
What you say?
They might have some Negroes. They ain't got no niggas. They ain't got no black folk for damn sure.
Exactly.
Damn sure ain't no affluent African Americans. Nah, cause if it was niggas, we'd have been touched this shit.
Hey, they definitely ain't got none of them people from the FOI up in there.
Antifa damn sure ain't in that bitch.
But one thing I will say, man, about this craziness, this madness, is that, man, it's like
buffoonery. That's what it is.
It's before, man, people, that's what people do when they don't know no damn better. You ain't got nothing else to do with your
cottage,
time.
Damn, cottage cheese crustaceans.
And they supposed to be a restaurant. Like, you as a restaurant, you ain't got nothing to do with your time. One thing I will say, that restaurant probably got a fucking food and drug, that got a fucking health inspection grade of a fucking L.
Of a 3.
Because ain't no way. Because ain't no way they put any time in their fucking food and preparation of it and cleanliness, because it looks like they focus all their time and trying to find other ways to be racist.
To be disrespectful.
It's like niggas have occupied too much of their goddamn mind, boy. They don't know what to do unless a nigga do something for you.
Unless the damn health inspector is the local white dude. And like, I'm going to give y'all a passing grade. This is our right.
It's all white, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Fucking mad, so.
Man, fuck what you heard, bro. This shit is beyond disrespectful, man.
It's beyond disrespectful, but one thing I will say, my brother.
You ain't gonna see shit like this in Canada.
This is facts. Maybe a little bit, but not the way this is right here.
Maybe in a trailer park in Canada. Maybe a trailer park.
Yeah.
But even then.
But, you want me to say one? Well, I've been saying. One thing I like to say on this podcast, I'm going to say one thing, but I'm going to stop trying to say this shit. But, bro, this shit right here is crazy, man. I want to just say that. What the hell, son? Like, it really baffles me. How much people just focus on things like that for no reason. Like, bro, imagine that's a restaurant. People still go there on a daily basis. That restaurant has regular hours. That restaurant pays people salary to work there and things like that. Pays people wages. So that means they have constant business. So it means there's people going in there on a regular basis. There are their regulars that go there for multiple times a week just to eat their food and look at that shit.
Not only that, man, think about the kids probably going in there, man.
That's what I was about to say.
They say that
one exists in the future, shit. If you keep letting shit go by as a country, racism will never die out. Because we see with all these shootings and shit that happened, the one that happened in Buffalo and the one that happened the day after that in that Taiwanese church in California. How people are still breeding racism amongst their younger ones. It's really the younger ones that they're treating like they're militant soldiers and going out and doing these active beatings that they're radicalizing in these online message boards to do shit like this.
Man, bro, I'm gonna go ahead and say this shit too. I know it's gonna sound fucked up. Man. Not fucked up, but this is fucked up. It's fucking my thought process up now. Man, y'all are perpetuating stereotypes, hysteria, warmongering for a race war that your people as a whole have been preparing for the last 456 years. It's not coming, and it will not come. We want to do better, so let us do better, and you do better. Let that shit go.
They don't want to do better. They too damn dumb. Man, you saw that way. You saw that lady in that video. What is it? It don't look like it. She had to bring the size of a walnut. I really. It's so anyone's intelligence.
I don't give a fuck. You dumb as hell. You sitting there eating.
You said you sitting there eating. She probably one of their main regulars. You so that damn dumb. Your family probably hate you. If they don't hate you, then they just as damn dumb. And y'all probably number cousins anyway. This is the part of Georgia where the mountains meet the mountains. You understand me? This is part of Georgia where it's hillbillies at the bottom of the hill, and at the top of the hill, you got the wrong turn, motherfuckers. This is that part of Georgia.
What the fuck, man? This good old Appalachian Confederate inbred dingy white racism.
And this is the things that their worst stereotypes are made of. Like, why would you? People from that community should all be ashamed of themselves. Like, you from that community, you still live there, and you ain't burned down that place, or at least moved an hour away from it, 2 hours away from it. Then, like, what the hell?
That's one of the places you should be ashamed to tell people you from.
Exactly. Unless you burn that motherfucker down, then you are right with me. But you ain't touched it yet. You ain't touched it. Man, that thing look like that place look like they don't even got one security camera. But if
you Rajah Al Ghul that motherfucker, bro.
If someone was to just light a Molotov cocktail and throw it in the front yard of that place, because you know the yard is on camera. You know it looked like a hayfield in front of it.
Nah, nigga, that's dirt. It. They got dirt around that motherfucker. They ain't
dirt. If you throw a Molotov cocktail right there in their kitchen, because you know they use propane tanks because they dumb as fuck in the damn kitchen. So if you throw a Molotov cocktail right in that, nobody will never know. They ain't got no cameras, man. Just go ahead and do that in the early AM. You know the motherfuckers don't get up. Really, you know they lazy, white, and out of shape. You know they don't get up and do shit in the morning time. You go and toss that motherfucking Molotov cocktail in and you burn everything that they know and love.
Man, you know what Rajah Al Ghul.
And it looked like it's on the side of the highway too. So I throw the Molotov cocktail on in there at the early AM where ain't no police or nothing around. Just take my ass to the nearest city where people actually have some damn sense.
I had a tiller to hunt and shit. I burned the vegetation and all in the surrounding area for 100 miles to the ground, bro. I get a whole biome a complete reset. With all life, animal life, human life, all that shit. I don't give a fuck.
That's it.
That sounds like some supervillain shit, but I don't give a fuck.
If you really want to be dirty, you know what you do? You said a bunch of. It depends on how you want to do it. If you want to be evil, you let a bunch of bed bugs off in that motherfucker.
Man, hell
no. So everybody that come in there, they get the bed bugs on their clothes and shit, and then they take them home and be infested. So you know who everybody races in your community is based off who got the fucking bed bug bumps on their arms and shit like that.
Man, fuck that.
If you want to be ruthless, you take a bucket full of cottonmouths, the snakes, and toss in that motherfucker.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
I heard what you said,
nigga.
I want some of the people who go there to get them a nice little reminder too. You understand me?
I said a 100-mile genocide of all human life, animal life, and vegetation.
Man, what is this on niggas that though? Man, you know places like that, those be the main places where they have to be having black folks working in the kitchen, so.
Dude.
You know I ain't lying.
I want everyone there, black, white. If you chose to stay, it's your fault.
If you chose to be around something like that and not burn that shit down, it's your fault.
You deserve to die too.
I feel you.
And I mean that from the
bottom. You saying that now? What that? You saying that now? What that shit? What that shit? I'm outside of Atlanta.
Hey, absence of knowledge is not an excuse.
They knew about it.
Absence
of
knowledge is not an excuse.
I'm on the mindset. If you live that close to a nigga, you know that. You know it exists. You just choose them for each other. You just choose to ignore it.
Exactly. And it's fucked up that this bothers me to that extent that I would burn everything within a, let's say, a 20-mile radius. Let's not say 100. It depends on how high the mountain we are and how long the fire gonna burn. You know what I'm saying? Because oxygen start back getting thick, that flame gonna reignite.
You know what? I say fucking it. Just drop a vacuum bomb on their ass. Not an atom bomb that reach will be too far. Just drop a vacuum bomb in the middle of that bitch while on they doing a busy hour. Anybody in that motherfucker, they just getting fucked. You know what a vacuum bomb does?
No, I do not.
It's a smaller grade bomb when it comes to like devastation. It does perfectly well taking out, doing exactly what we need to do in this situation. Though taking down a building of respectable size, or a building of decent size. So what it does is, it's a bomb. They go by a different name too, but I just know them as vacuum bombs as of right now because I can't think of the other name. But basically, when the bomb is ignited, when the bomb is ignited. It explodes and expands, right? And everything around it is like, you know, gets blown up and everything, right? And ripped apart and ripped to shreds. But the vacuum that is created from just how fast that the bomb has spread out and how much air has been dissipated in that short radius of, let's say, like 100 yards or so, that the vacuum fills up so quickly that anything around it, all the air from anything that around it, lungs, is immediately stripped away from it and just dies and basically suffocates to death within the blink of an eye. And then it also, imagine on cartoons and shit where you see like a bomb go off and then like it's like a crater in the earth is left behind too. A vacuum bomb will do something similar to that as well, because it basically ignites so fast that the vacuum pulls everything back in towards a centralized spot.
I still say we destroy the whole biome. Alright,
hey, just get a bigger vacuum bomb. That's it. Hey man, whatever, we both got the same idea. It don't matter how it get done.
Burn it down. Burn it to the damn ground. Fuck everything and everything that was there and that will be there. Man, buy the building and turn it into a Black Panther Party house.
You got anything else you want to discuss, man?
Hell,
after this, anything? Yeah. You just want to leave it at that?
Man, fuck them people, anybody with them ideas. Black people have been trying to do better for 450 years. It's time. Fuck it. I don't care. We don't care about this shit. We can't make no money off of it. We can't get no money because of it. All we can do is let it exist in its own void and fester in its own hatred until the flame burns out. Fuck.
I say we need
dick on a bad day.
I say we need to get rid of all of them, because it's a people who think like that, and people who have those sensibilities that radicalize a bunch of these young people that go and do things like shoot up schools and shoot up grocery stores and movie theaters and just concerts and things of that nature. We need to stomp that shit out at the source. And even though they say you can't kill ideas, I can make that motherfucker disappear for a few centuries. You give me enough time and enough ammo.
Wise man once said, only a dream can kill a dream.
A dream of death. A dream of a lot of them dead. A dream enough for me. All of them dead.
I want everybody.
Alright, so you want to get into my conspiracy theory or?
By all means, I want to hear this shit. Let's cleanse the palate with something positive before we end this.
But this ain't really, it's positive because it's kind of funny, but then it's not positive at the same time.
Man, fuck that. If does it involve Confederate flags?
No.
Okay, we good. It's already positive. Let's go. All
right. I see. What if this war is just a way to get more Western firearms to the Eastern world?
It 100% is. I agree 100%.
All right. Do you know what made me think of that, though?
I don't.
Or do you know what my reason is behind it?
I don't. Okay, I don't, but at the same time, whatever you say has got to make sense, because that made way too much sense with just that one sentence.
Just think about it like this, man. I mean, I never want to downplay war, but I will say I haven't. Usually in times of war, if there's any other conflict going on, you see a lot of, you can't escape a dead body on the news. I haven't seen dead bodies on these news coverages. I don't know if it's dead white people, so they don't want to show them, but usually they be showing dead bodies on the news to kind of fearmonger people. Another thing I will say, the Ukraine used to be Russia, even though the Ukraine is quote unquote holding on to its sovereignty. I will say, but the Ukraine and Russia, a lot of Ukraine still identifies as a part of Russia and wants to be a part of Russia. I still will say that a lot of Russians don't even think it's shit going on in Ukraine. I wonder if it's by way for ignorance, or are they really just being brutally honest and there is nothing going on in Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? There might be some fear mongering on the West part, or the West might just be effectively being tricked into this shit. They might just be blowing up buildings and stuff. I mean, they say that the death toll is too extremely accurate to be right. That's all I'm saying. I've never seen this. This is the second largest country in Europe. This is the largest country in Europe. You excluding Russia, this is the largest country in Europe. Second largest land-wise, largest by population it was. And you tell me they can find out that there's only been a few thousand people killed, even in the largest country population-wise in Europe. Every exact number, like the numbers are almost too accurate. Like, ain't no way that this building just fell down and you know it was this many people died until y'all ain't excavated the rubble yet. It's crazy how this Ukrainian president keeps hopping on Zoom calls. If it's true, then I admire his bravery, but a lot of times the same cities that they say that he's in and broadcasting from, even though they quote unquote is supposed to be keeping them secret, but sometimes they do have them moving around the country, going to visit different cities in the country. They quote unquote have them like protected, but I never see him that protected. If Russia's bombing literally everything in their country, why don't they take them out? They're using drone strikes. It's been proven that they're saying that Russia has been using drone strikes to take out a bunch of these buildings and stuff. Why haven't they sent one in and just took them out? If he's just walking with an armored guard from car to car or car to a building, or just take the building out like they've been taking out all these other massive buildings in Ukraine.
Man,
I find it extremely odd.
I found a lot
Russian
of
intelligence. Russian intelligence is not the dumbest, but it's definitely it's not the smartest, but definitely ain't the dumbest.
I mean, as far as war goes, Russians are some of the best at it.
Yeah. If you got somebody that's monitoring certain cities from time to time, then you should be able to distinguish a presidential convoy that's protecting somebody or protecting any type of car than any other thing. But now you hear all these, and this is the insight that you get from working with white people and just talking to them. They're under the illusion that it's the reason why Russia has been so unsuccessful in this war on paper or by the news wise is because Russians are undertrained. No.
Hell no!
I don't give a fuck how untrained he is. They saying, oh, well, the Ukrainians are just beating the Russians. I don't give a fuck. They're putting the Russian soldiers the same.
Do they not know about the Spetsnaz unit?
I ain't even going on that. You telling me, they saying that the Ukrainians are fighting these motherfuckers off with farm trucks and shit like that, and fucking Molotov cocktails and all this stuff, which I understand.
Fighting off tanks?
Ain't no way. Ain't no way in hell you telling me these motherfuckers is fighting off a nigga with an AK-47. These motherfuckers will be just in the house with nothing but with nothing.
A squirrel, a rifle, and a pipe.
But you telling me they managed to throw rocks and fend off a bunch of these Russian shows? Bullshit. Bull motherfucking shit. I feel like all this money has been being sent to Ukraine is really a game that's working to Russia's benefit, because the Russian ruble is at its all-time high right now because of brilliant strategic marketing, a brilliant strategic move just off of strategy alone that the Russian government did. And when I heard that they did this, because I like to watch, this is the type of shit I watch on my lunch breaks at work. I literally watch the Russian, the coverage of the Russian war, Ukraine, however you want to call it. So this, I like to do that. I mean, it helps me think. So it helps you kind of like understand military strategy. So one thing I'm gonna say, these motherfuckers, every war nowadays will be economic and over resources, right? And for the future to come, for the most part, unless it's just some evil person that comes up out of the ranks and then just is doing evil shit for no apparent reason. But for the most part, everything will be about resources and have been for a long time. You understand? So think about this now. The Russian ruble, which is their currency, is the strongest it's ever been, even pre this war. You know what? Because all these countries have been dependent on Russian fuel, right?
Right.
And they wanted to put embargoes and sanctions on Russian fuel. But many European countries, they have no other choice but to get Russian fuel because they have physical pipelines set up that lead from Russia to them. But they used to pay Russia in rubles. I mean, they used to pay Russia in dollars of their former currency. But then Russia, like after a month into the war, guess what Russia said? Russia said, all right, since y'all want to provide sanctions and trade embargoes and want to try to trip us up, because the ruble at the beginning of the war, during that first month, the ruble had tanked to the lowest it has ever been. Now it's at the highest it has ever been. You want to know why? Because Russia said, all right, since y'all want to provide sanctions on us, but we know y'all still need our gas as of right now, guess what we're going to do? You can only pay us in rubles.
God damn.
That's what they did. That's one of the smartest tactics I've ever seen or heard of in recent history when it comes to economic power and war. Because you know that they cannot starve you out of money as long as they need you. They have to come in and take it. There's no way that from the outside of your country that they can sustain themselves on gas alone. The EU, like the US, has not prioritized clean energy enough to be self-sustaining. The US could be self-sustaining if we want to, but the EU as a conglomerate of countries has not prioritized a lot of things that it needs. The EU has no resources aside from maybe a few mineral deposits like granite and timber and things of that nature, and a little coal here and there. But other than those three resources, there's nothing that the EU really has in surplus. Russia has everything as far as like the continent of Eurasia goes. Or the continent of Asia goes, because Europe is technically Asia, if you think about it from a geography standpoint. But there is nothing that Europe has that they can really do without Russia. We even see that they, even now, like 3 months into this war, they was talking about how now countries in Europe are struggling because of grain shortages. And they're now saying it's a world problem that's now being affected Africa and things like that. I'm gonna tell y'all this, nigga, Africans don't eat bread.
Real talk.
It's some white man shit. Africans eat plantains and shit like that. Sweet potatoes, yams, nigga.
Niggas in America.
Stop spreading those lies. Hell yeah, stop spreading those lies. Bread don't do shit for you. It's just empty cars. That's why white people eat the shit.
It's really the food of what's it called? Luxury. It's a luxury food anyway. Bread.
Exactly.
That shit came about in the French and the French rush it. Nigga, it was a queen executed.
It's not good. It's not even good for you. Most people who get out, who cast the bread out of their diets all together, they lose so much weight just because bread is generally not good for you. You say what you want about all these other starches that traditional countries eat, like corn and shit like that, like Native Americans used to do, like yams and shit, rice. You say what you want about that shit. That shit is a simple carbohydrate. It's easy for your body to break down. Yes, it's a starch, but it's so easy for your body to break down that you hardly gain any weight from it. That's the idea. It's just supposed to fill you up. Whereas bread is too complex for your body to break down all in one sitting. But anyway, back to this conspiracy theory that I have.
Back to the war,
Russia, since this war started, Russia has done a multitude of things. But let's say my conspiracy theory is right. If my conspiracy theory is right, Russia has managed to do three things extremely, extremely successful and put them to even be a powerhouse for a lot of years to come, even more so than they just was, right?
They've
done a lot of things. Let me not even say three, but go ahead with yours. Now I'll say mine.
Real talk, they made their top resource a priority, and they to make their currency the only way you can buy it. So shit, they essentially just put money in their people's pockets forever.
Exactly.
And that money can go towards the war effort here, especially since they are patriotic. Most Russians are proudly and patriotic for their country, so shit. The people probably will take that money and put it back into the military.
Alright, so, and to go along with what my brother just eloquently broke down, I'll say this, and that's one of my points. One of the points is that they single-handedly made their currency, native currency, at record high. So now they have more buying power than they did before this world war, quote-unquote, war started. They've strengthened ties with China since this quote-unquote war started. That's why China was even shunning America for all the sanctions it was doing. China was even saying that these are very rash decisions and that we shouldn't do this just because we don't know what the implications in the future will be. Because I think China even is in the loop and knows. I mean, they're probably honestly they're damn sure in the loop of like that this shit is just a farce, but America hasn't looked that much into it because where especially our leadership for the most part is extremely stupid. But they've also managed to get billions upon billions of dollars from the EU and from America, from all the NATO allies for the most part, right? To get pushed into Eastern Europe to two countries that are not a part of NATO. NATO does not include Ukraine. But yet they keep sending all these billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. If they were to come out tomorrow and say this war was fucking over and it was all a lie, nigga, Ukraine don't own NATO shit.
Oh God.
They don't have any treaty with any of the NATO countries. They don't know anybody's shit. They can just
it'll be the greatest finesse in world history.
Exactly. All for what? All this military supplies that have been shipped to the Ukrainian border of Poland. And that everybody is just bringing that tanks and tanks and tanks. They've been making new guns, sending it to them, making new ammo, dropping it off to them. My nigga, if this shit is a farce, all y'all in fucking trouble. All of us are in. Well, nah, I'm not gonna say all of us, because shit, hopefully don't mess with the real niggas, because we ain't fuck with y'all.
Oh, God.
So y'all better leave the fuck alone. But
nigga, we gonna send Chief Keith.
Exactly. We gonna, I forgot to do a send one, but anyway. Y'all like in fucking trouble. Where y'all going?
Yeah, we can send Florida man here if we want to, shit.
The NATO, especially the U.S., should have never gotten involved in this when you need to have things you need to do at home. All this money and resources and time spent that they do every week send over there to Eastern Europe for nothing. It will all have been for nothing. And one thing that is equally concerning, the current president has ties to Ukraine. His son has been working in Ukraine for the last 10 plus years.
So we could be fucked, basically what you're saying.
we could be fucking ourselves off. Because us as a country, we haven't even sent our own kind of intelligence into that country to even do it. It's our own due diligence, because technically we can't, because of NATO treaty, that we can't go in there. If we send anybody of our own into that region, then that's now could be declared as an act of war, and they could engage into war with us.
God damn.
So we can't even do that. So we might have it, but we can't disclose that. And if we have it, then motherfucker, if my thing is right and they ain't caught on to it yet, then we in big trouble, because that mean our spies don't know shit.
Exactly. Well, they're all dead.
This is also true. That's even worse. That mean they can't even fucking do their job right to begin with.
Secret agent, man.
Well, man, yeah, that's my conspiracy theory for the day, man.
Damn good one. Shit,
you got any conspiracy theories off the top of your head?
I got one. It's not necessarily the conspiracy theory. It's just some shit I've been thinking on lately. All wars are a way to reset the country's economy. I've been thinking about. I'm surprised you brought this one about bringing in weapons to the Western world. But my thing is, I think like we just discussed about the reason
why that thought popped into my mind since that was the initial thought or initial conspiracy is because Eastern Europe has known, even though it's known to be like one of the more military efficient countries, it's also known to be one of the more poorly funded countries when it comes to this thing that we call war and military proficiency.
Well, they're just not good at war, Rooster. They're good at fighting in wars, but Russia historically has not been good at coming out on the financial tip of war.
Hey, wouldn't that make even more sense why they made this play then?
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with what you said.
Old dude, son been in Eastern Europe for the past 10 plus years. The president son has been in Eastern Europe for the past 10 plus years.
That mean he knows some shit.
Maybe he was there strategizing and waiting for his father to become president so they could throw this shit out there.
I mean, don't tell me the president son.
Have you ever met anybody that really spoke Russian like a Russian?
No.
You barely even meet motherfuckers that speak Chinese like a Chinese person, but thank goodness we got hella Chinese people over here that just like America enough to tell us the truth when some shit happening in China. Nigga, most Russians here don't give a fuck about us. You go in the bottom of their basement of their house, they still got Soviet flags and shit up.
From the 80s.
We don't know what the heck's going on over there.
From the 80s.
They believe they propaganda. With all they might, they believe they propaganda that was given, that they were given. So, man, that's it, man. I ain't got nothing else to say on the top of my bro.
I mean, shit. I just brought up another one, though. What I just said, though.
You said it. It was about guns, though, right? Oh, about wars.
Wars being a way to reset the economy of the countries they're fought in.
I feel like low-key, that's the case, but I feel like that's been a case for most countries throughout time, because most countries throughout time war has always been either for expansion, for the sake of the empire, or for resources, but expansion is another way of acquiring resources through people and land as well. So low-key, to reset economies, to gain influence, to gain more resources, low-key all the same thing. But you're right in that it's happened, but it's less to reset the economy than it is
it's
to
some
even sometimes
bullshit basically what you can see.
Nah, from military, from a standpoint like just expansion and strengthening a country, it makes sense, but it's always bullshit why it has to happen, because things like war does happen just to keep countries strong and things of that nature, you know what I'm saying, and to keep expansion keep expanding countries, depending on what time of period of the world you're in. Like in the old days, war was definitely like the only way that countries would expand. But now you see, like, since everything has gotten better, there's more educated people, guns, and more military weapons have made things more equalized. And that's why you see nowadays, even like with like Taiwan and like even like Sudan, South Sudan, and there's a few more countries that like broke free from other bigger countries in recent time. And the reason why those things have happened is because it's kind of like the opposite of what used to happen. A lot of times war used to happen because people wanted to gain domain over a certain group of people. Nowadays and recently, like the past few hundred years, even with the US and Britain, war has been a way to establish yourself outside of a larger country, or regain control or gain independence from another bigger country. That's what has been fought for now. And usually often that's the only way you can get it. A lot of these times you see countries protesting, talking about we need independence from such and such, like Hong Kong and that stuff happening. Honestly, you're gonna have to fight for it.
Oh God.
A lot of these territories that Britain has overseas in freaking Caribbean and off the south coast of South America, sure, man. Honestly, I want y'all independence. Y'all gonna have to fight for it. You gonna have to. You can't get to where they gotten it, where they've gotten to in this world. Like, you can't talk.
Freedom is not free.
Freedom ain't free. You can't persuade a mess. You can't talk a master killer out of anything. All they know is kill, kill.
Murder, 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 kill, kill, kill.
Exactly. But you right though, my bro. You right. Well, I would just say instead of to reset the economy to gain economic power, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, tomatoes, tomatoes. Either way, you doing something. You ain't got no damn business.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that was a conspiracy though. I know you got some good ones, man. Don't worry, tomorrow I'm gonna ask you to come up with a really good one.
Alright, that'll be the next episode tomorrow, but the new episode tonight, I don't know what we're gonna do. But this has been, let's end this on this political episode. Well, this world pop, this cultural episode. Man, from the positive public school education to the United States and to the entire world. Thank you for listening. Go fuck yourself. Peace.
Peace. Peace.